Hey guys, want to last longer in bed without having to worry about lasting longer in bed? Well, then you need to try Promescence Delay Spray. Promescence Delay Spray is not just for guys with PE, okay? It is for any guy who wants to last longer in bed without having to worry about lasting longer in bed. And that's because it's not going to totally numb you out and it's not going to transfer to your girl. Promescent also has a whole line of products for women. So for your girl, go get her something too. Get her the warming gel. It's going to warm her fucking pussy up and she's going to love it. They also sell supplements called Vitaflux. You could either take them as pills or as powder. And that shit is going to make you horny-er. Okay. If you're horny, it's going to make you horny-er. Okay. Promescent has everything you need for a really hot night of sex. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some Promescent. Go to promescent.com/strictlyanon to get 15% off your whole order. So order the fuck up, okay? Because you're going to get 15% off everything you buy. So buy it all at once, okay? That's promescent.com/strictlyanon. You're going to get 15% off your whole order. You're going to get free shipping and your package is going to arrive discreetly. So no one's going to know what the F you bought.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, make sure to follow me at Strict Anonymous. If you want to be on the show, I'm always looking for people to call in. If you have a naughty secret life that you lead that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, you could be on the show. Either go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show, or go to, or email me, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. If you want to leave a confession on my confession hotline, you could do that. Just call, you could call that number 24/7, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. Make sure you're in a quiet place, hold the phone to your ear, leave a confession. A lot of those confessions make it onto my confessions episodes. If they don't make it onto there, they're posted over on my Patreon. And my Patreon for only $5 a month. And for $5, you get to see all the anonymous pics of all of my hot guests. You get all my episodes early and ad-free. You get all of the anonymous messages that came into my hotline. You get Q&As where I answer all kinds of personal questions. You also get access to my private Discords. Now, listen, Discord is not something you could go and find if you Google it. Discords are private. You need an invite. If you want to get invited into my Discord, which is private, you have to join my Patreon. But like, if you get all of that, it's still only $5. And there's a large community over there. I have over 2,200 or 2,300 people on my Patreon. So if you want to chit-chat with like-minded people, join my Patreons, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. Now listen, this week I am on a vacay, okay? And never in my life of 11 years of podcasting did I ever take a vacation and not post new episodes, but I am doing what everybody else does in this business, and I am doing repeats on my vacation week, okay? I'm trying to not work while I'm on vacation, but I'm a one-woman show, so you don't even understand how fucking busy I am before these episodes are coming out, so I could just actually enjoy my vacay. So this is going to be a whole week. This is kicking it off. This is going to be a whole week of repeat episodes, but I picked ones that I think some people didn't listen to, but they're fucking great, and you should have, and I edit them, so they're not just repeats. They're re-edited, So they're better, tighter. I take out like filler words like ums and uhs and likes and all that stuff that's so irritating to listen to. So I'm going to kick off this repeat episode week with Janae. Janae is a hot wife. Of course, I'm going to give you guys a hot wife story right out the bat because those are always my most downloaded episodes. I feel like I have so many of them. I feel like this is one that some people might have not listened to. I loved her story. She's great at telling the story. She's super direct. She gets into a lot of details. There's one interesting part of the story where she did fuck a celebrity, and we give you three hints of who that celebrity is. He's a very successful celebrity. I know who it is. So my question on Spotify and on my Patreon is going to be looking for people's guesses. We give you three good hints about who she banged. It happened to be one of her husband's favorite celebrities. But besides that, she talks all about how she got into hot wifing, exactly how it goes down between her and her husband. It is all solo play, okay? That's how they roll. She's a size queen. She loves cock and dick and fucking guys, and she doesn't mind a married guy, and her husband loves it. She talks about how they got into it, why they got into it, and what she does. And there's lots of specifics. It's a great episode. I have super hot pics of her over on my Patreon. She's going to give out links and everything, and I went and checked her links out, and she hasn't really been active in a while. I am going to email her and let her know that I'm doing a repeat episode and reposting her. And I'm going to send a lot of people her way. I just don't know how active she is on any of those places. But you're going to love this episode if you haven't heard it before. Or even if you have, you're going to love it. So I'm going to be right back on with Janae.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, Janae. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. How are you today, Janae?
I'm great, Kathy. Thanks for having me.
Sorry that rhymes. How are you today, Janae? So listen, Janae is like your alias name, not just for my show, but also for your life. You are a married woman who is a hot wife. You have been hot wifing just for a couple of years after, like, this is like the short story. I'm going to say it and then you're going to tell the story. But what you said to me is you're this hot wife. It started about 2 years ago when you were having an affair with a businessman, but you were always into married men ever since you were younger. So I'm assuming that you were having an affair and then your husband found out and then he dug it and then you got into it. I don't know. How does that all, how tell me that whole story.
Yeah, in a nutshell, I think that it's a pretty easy way to wrap it up.
Yeah, that's what you emailed me.
Yeah, life got real weird when COVID happened, and we lost a lot of employees in our business. I kind of had to go into a role that I wasn't previously in, and I was putting on jeans and work boots every day, and I was going to work, and just kind of fell into this situation with a client, someone who worked for a client. I was interacting with him every day in a very professional manner. And then it was such a frequent thing that it just kind of devolved into, hey, how's it going? More personal life chat. And it just kind of escalated from there. And I made a very kind of offhanded, benign comment one day that just steamrolled into a whole nother thing. And let me just preface this by saying, I've never cheated on my husband. I never thought that I would be someone that cheated on my husband. So when I started this quote unquote affair, it messed with my head for probably at least a couple months. I never told my husband about it, but I was always one of those people that if you're going to cheat, you should probably just not be in the relationship that you're going to cheat on anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this like freak out midlife crisis moment, and I basically told my husband that I didn't think we should be together. I didn't know what I wanted. I just felt like we should separate. And I didn't have the guts at the time to tell him why, obviously. So I went out and I got myself an apartment and I just said, I'm not leaving you, but we're gonna separate for a while and see where things go. We have been together since high school. We were high school sweethearts. So there was a lot of things in my early life that I didn't do because we were together.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I think people live their life in different ways. And some people live out all their stuff early on and then they get married, or some people get married and then they get divorced and then they live it out, or they start living it out somewhere in the middle because they never went down that path. And I think most people have a little bit of that desire to go out there and be with different people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. That's the thing. And I don't know. I guess I'm kind of a flirtatious sexual person anyway. So I easily get myself into situations where the opportunity presents itself.
Yeah, but let's go back a little bit and get a little backstory before we get to the point where you start cheating on your husband. Your sex life, is it very vanilla, meaning like you just never played outside of the marriage? It was always just you and him. Had you ever done any threesomes or anything like that crazy? Or was it always strictly you and him together, monogamous?
Well, okay, so we met in high school, but we were very on and off again in our late teens, early 20s. So I had other crazy experiences. I was kind of wild in my late teens and early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely had, I'd had a taste of what else was out there. And then early 20s, we settled down, we bought a house, got married, did the whole kid thing. So then it got pretty vanilla. Yeah, definitely.
And then fast forward to now, just 2 years ago, but you never play behind his back before that.
No. I told him, hey, I'm getting an apartment. And he was very supportive. That's the thing about my husband. He is very much, I love you. Whatever you need to do to be happy, I get it. So I got in the apartment and he said, hey, do you have any pictures of your new place? Let me see. So we sat down together one night. It was like 9 o'clock at night. And I opened up my phone to show him pictures of this apartment. And this guy that I had been talking to texted me at that moment and said, just, hey, how's your night going or something? And my husband just kind of looked at me and he was like, huh, that's interesting. Why would that guy be texting you right now asking you how your night's going? And so he pretty quickly put together what was up. He put the pieces together real quick. So that was kind of my come to Jesus moment. I admitted to him what was going on and, you know, what had been going on and everything. And so obviously he was very hurt by it at first, as you would expect, but he pretty quickly changed into, hey, it's actually really hot to me that you would be with someone else. I'm actually super into that. And in previous years, he had always kind of dropped hints about, oh, I like the idea of you sleeping with other men. I like it when you act like a little slut, that kind of thing. And it was always just kind of something hot that happened in the bedroom. But to say that and to mean it in real life are two obviously very different things.
Totally.
So I didn't really believe that he was okay with it. But, you know, a couple weeks went by and we talked about it and he thought about it. And he's like, no, I think this is really something I want you to do. I think it could be great for you. I think it could be great for us. I'm super into it. So we decided to open things up and see where it went. So I set up a Tinder profile and kind of put it out there. And I'm sure, as a lot of people know, like, it's super easy for girls on Tinder. It's, you set up the app and it's, you have just endless options.
Yeah. If you put like down to fuck, like, you're, if, I mean, if you're just looking for no strings attached, here I am, like, let's have a good time. You're going to have guys lining up. But wait a second, if you're having an affair, I'm assuming that you're seeing this one guy. How does he come into play, or does he leave the picture when you go on Tinder? I mean, what happens in that situation with the guy that was texting you that you were seeing at that time? Do you ever hook up with him and tell your husband about it? Does he stay around during this time?
He does. And so I'm up front with him the whole time. I'm married. This isn't going to be a thing. For lack of a better word, I think he kind of fell in love with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of had to distance myself from that. I was up front with him. That wasn't going to be a thing. And I'm up front with everyone that I meet. Most of the guys that are on Tinder that say that they're just looking for a hookup are not actually just looking for a hookup. I think most people really just want a connection, and most people are not looking for just a hookup, which is not what you would expect.
That's interesting. I think everyone experiences different things. I wonder. I do know that during this time you did set up an Instagram and you said you kind of use it to meet up with people, and you do pick and choose guys even on Insta to maybe chat with. And I don't know how far you go with those people. And we'll give your Instagram and all that information at the end. We'll lure everybody in through your story first. But, you know, it just might be your way of doing things that hooks them in and gets them into you more so than just a hookup.
That's very true. Yeah. And part of it for me is that I do enjoy seeing people more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's that really hot vibe that you can get with someone that you're super attracted to, where you just have great first time sex. But then there's also, I think, something to be said for sleeping with someone more than once and getting to know each other a little
bit. Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It gets better and better, right?
Want to have the best sex you've ever had in years? Then you need to get yourself some Vaya High Love gummies. Okay, my listeners highly recommend them. I have gotten emails from listeners. One guy literally said, I bought your High Love gummies with your promo code and I had the best sex that I've ever had with my wife in the past 20 years. That's right. Vaya High Love gummies are going to get your senses going, increase your blood flow, and intensify your sexual experience. Vaya also offers zero THC products. So if you're like me and you don't do THC, they have a whole CBD line with products designed for sleep, focus, and energy. You want something that's going to put you to sleep and keep you asleep and not give you a hangover the next day, then try their Zen CBD gummies. I use them. I take one every night and they work. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some High Love gummies for a great night of sex and check out all the other Vaya products. And the best part is Vaya legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required. So if you're 21 plus, you're going to get 15% off plus a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC and CBN sleep gummies with my exclusive code STRICTLYANON at viahemp.com. VIIHEMP.com. Use my code STRICTLYANON at viahemp.com for 15% off plus a free pack of Dream gummies. Of course. Good news, Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call, you talk to one of them, they stay anonymous, I can't hang up, that's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today, Beautiful Anonymous.
Of course, yeah, that's how I feel as a woman. I always had, even when I had a booty call guy that I wasn't into, but I just like to fuck. Like, I preferred the same person because I thought that the sex got better. But how does your, okay, let's get back to the whole hot wifing thing, because your guy comes in, your husband that you left. Uh-huh. Do you eventually go back into the house? What happens in that relationship?
Yes, so I actually never ended up fully moving out. Mm-hmm. I kept the apartment. I completely set it up, and then I stayed there one or two nights a week, and I used it as my entertainment center. I'd have guys over. I would go straight there after work and get ready for dates. I just used it as kind of a hookup pad.
Okay, so how involved does your husband get? Does he like you to send pictures or videos? Does he like to just know about it? Does he ever hang out and watch? What are your guys like? How do you guys experience the whole hot wife
right
thing?
So it started out with he would just know about it. Mm-hmm. And then it would turn into I would send him pictures, and it was almost I had to get comfortable with it. He was comfortable with it the whole time. I think that he would have liked to have been there the whole time if I had been into it. I've slowly had to gradually get comfortable with this act and believe that he's actually okay with this. Mm-hmm. Because somewhere in the back of my mind, I'm like, you can't actually be okay with this. This has to, on some level, piss you off, bother you, whatever. And it doesn't. And so the more we've done this and the more I've gotten used to the fact that, okay, he really is into this and it does actually turn him on, the more comfortable I've gotten with it. So we're working up to more of a together situation, which has not happened yet. It's just strictly been me and someone else, and I've taken pictures for him and sent him sometimes while it's happening, sometimes afterwards. There have been a couple of times even where I've hooked up with people and he hasn't known about it until afterwards.
Oh.
And he thinks that's pretty hot too.
So he's down with that. Like he's okay with that. Or did you know that that was okay? Or did you just do it and then tell him? And he was like, oh, that's hot too.
I kind of just did it and then told him. Mm-hmm. Like we had all these rules set up in the beginning. You know, we had a lot of rules. I think everyone kind of starts out with rules until you know what you're comfortable with. And
yeah.
We pretty quickly realized that the rules were kind of not necessary because we were both into the same thing anyway. So it just was what it was. And I think that he loves me and is so turned on by me in general that he's just like, you do you. And I think that that's amazing.
Right. Now, how many guys, I mean, if you like to sleep with the same guy and you've just been doing this for 2 years since COVID hit, you've been sucking around and you've been having fun. How many guys can you say that you've been with since this has gone down?
Well, like I said, I think COVID really put kind of a damper on things, not just because it was hard to meet up with people in real life, but because life with our business and everything got so crazy. I would say maybe between 5 and 10 at this point.
Mm-hmm. And you have guys in regular rotation?
So there have been a couple of guys that I've seen once. I have some really like comical one-off stories, but I like to see people more than once. But again, if I get the vibe that someone's really starting to catch feelings and everything, it kind of quickly, I do end it because I don't want to lead anyone on and I don't see any point in that. So that's why I'm so upfront with people. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm looking for. And so that's kind of why also I've moved away from Tinder because a lot of people on Tinder, they're from the vanilla world where they don't really understand what it is I'm after. They're like, well, if you're married and you're looking for other people, you must just be unhappily married.
Mm-hmm.
Or what do you mean your husband knows and he's into this? Like people just, most guys don't get that unless you're on a lifestyle specific site.
Yeah.
But I'm in a small enough town or city that it's kind of slim pickings on those sites. So I kind of wait. I'm not really pushing for it. If it happens, it happens. But I think that's also part of why my Instagram has been such an outlet for me, because I get a lot of interaction with people in kind of a fulfilling sexual manner that doesn't involve what I'm limited to geographically, so to speak.
Oh, okay. So you do online stuff with guys that you meet through your Instagram. Tell me about that.
So I do. My Instagram gets flooded with DMs, and so I don't answer all of them. I will occasionally look in on them and just kind of like cruise through the profiles of who's trying to chat. And there's so many like, hey, how's it going? Hi. You know, those, I can't even start a conversation with people that try to communicate that way. But there are people that send pretty thoughtful messages, and sometimes like they hook me and I'm like, oh, you look interesting. So I'll start chatting with particular people. I have a couple guys that are, I would say, so loyal commenters on my posts that I see them for so long and I know their name just from their Instagram handle. Those guys I'll chat with sometimes. But again, I'm busy, so I don't have a ton of time to spend chatting on Instagram, but I do have a couple people that I chat with regularly for sure.
But is it like sexting and stuff like that and naughty pics and everything? Like, do you do that kind of stuff with these people? So for the guys listening, because listen, every guy out there is looking to send a hot girl on Instagram a DM and get a reply. And you're here to say, like, when you just say, hey, like, that's not enough. But when you send something thoughtful, it is. Like, what specifically do you look for? I think that's a really good tip to give guys that are listening so they know how they could maybe have a chance with someone on Instagram. Yeah.
So definitely there's people that have profiles where they have no pictures. They haven't posted anything themselves, or they don't have Facebook. They don't have Facepics. Those people, I want to know what you look like.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you have to be the hottest guy in the world. That is not my only requirement. But I want to see your face. I want to see that you're a real person. If you don't have any followers, but you follow 1,000 people, you're probably not going to get a reply from me. I generally just look for real people.
But what do they say? What is it about what they DM you that you dig? Is it a guy that gets sexual right away? I would think probably not. Are you like a guy? What is it that a guy should do? Should he go straight to the sex part with you? Should he just start off just having a conversation, maybe asking you questions? Like, what is it that you dig?
Yeah, well, a compliment is always great. Throw out a hot compliment. Like a slight sexual innuendo is always hot. But if you're going to lead with a dick pic, it's probably not going to go anywhere. Like everybody has a dick. I'm well aware that you have one.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's kind of, I am not, I think some people get offended when, so once I get into a conversation with someone, I am all about trading pictures. I love dicks. I love penis. I especially like to watch guys come. So I have a couple guys that will regularly send me videos or pictures of them coming, mm-hmm. which I find super hot. So once you've dropped a thoughtful compliment, you've actually, you know, looked at my pictures and complimented me on not just my boobs, we're probably going to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm. And you go as so far as having them send you videos and you send dirty pics, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If that's what they want. I have some guys that legitimately, Kathy, they just want someone to ask them how their day was, mm-hmm. and to say, hey, how's it going today? What are you up to? I think that there's so many guys out there that just want a connection. And I find it surprising how many of those guys are married. I think there's so many guys out there that are in super disconnected relationships where they're just not vibing with their partner. They probably don't talk to each other. They probably don't even really like each other anymore. Mm-hmm. And they just want someone to give a shit and care about them. Even if it's just some faceless interaction on Instagram, they just want someone to share their day with. And I'm totally down for that. I'm all about that. I find people fascinating, and I find human interaction and connection fascinating. And I think especially in our world today, I think people are just craving that connection.
For sure. And I do remember in your email, you did say something about you really being into married guys. And that started when you were 19. So what went down when you were 19 that got you into quote unquote married guys?
So if I look back on it, it was probably even earlier than that. I was probably that girl in high school that was slightly inappropriate with her friend's dad.
Oh my God.
And I didn't even realize it. I probably was. But so when I was 19, I went to school, and the school I was going to was pretty close to a bar that the girls and I at school would frequent. I started hanging out with a married guy at that bar, and we ended up fucking in the bathroom of that bar. And I remember there was just like this weeks long lead up where he did the whole, I'm married, but you're so hot. And I knew that he was married, but didn't really care. I cared to an extent, but I didn't. And we just ended up having a couple beers one night, and we kind of followed each other into the bathroom. And I remember being so turned on by how wrong that whole thing was. We were in a bar bathroom, which right off the bat is not something that good girls do. Mm-hmm. And then knowing he was married, he kind of put up just enough of a fight that it was hot. And the whole thing, like after that whole thing went down, I was just like, oh man, that was probably like the hottest thing ever. And I think it's the taboo of it all. You're not supposed to be with someone that belongs to someone else. That's not what our society has deemed okay in any way, shape, or form. So at this point in my life, I'm old enough now to realize that that's wrong. I'm not out to, you know, destroy someone's marriage or whatever, but there are men out there that either have a hall pass or their wife knows about it. They're not just blatantly cheating on their wives. So I do kind of look for that gray area of you're married, but this is somewhat okay within the boundaries of your relationship. And that's what makes it hot to me. And when I first started this whole thing, like I said, I live in a small enough city that it's very likely that if I go out to a bar with someone else, I will run into someone that knows me and my husband and will say,
all right,
that doesn't look right because that's not her husband. And that's, I love that. I love that.
Oh, you like that.
First time. Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah.
So it turns you on for them to be looking at you like a little funny. What the fuck's going on here?
Yes. I love messing with people. I kind of love that whole psychological game. I love sitting at a bar with someone that I'm on a date with and running into someone I know and then just chatting with them like, oh, yeah, it's just another Tuesday night, and here we all are. But I love that. I think that that's great.
Oh, my God.
I think that's half the fun.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. Janae,
yeah.
I appreciate your honesty. I think a lot of people wouldn't be honest about that. But it must be like, I would be so uncomfortable because I would be like watching them look at me and then I know they're thinking something and then they don't say anything, but they're like kind of like, what the fuck? I don't know. I would be so distracted by all of that.
It's almost like you're daring them to ask you what the fuck is going on. Because I know that most people would never do that. I know
right.
that most people would never stand there and say, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
And if they were to say something to my husband, oh my God, I saw your wife out at a bar the other night.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's in on it. And he'd say, yeah, I know. And so, but it's almost like that you're daring someone to say something. You're daring them to ask you what you're doing and who this person is. And nobody
does.
Nobody says that.
Right.
Most people wouldn't do that.
Right.
Most people just sit there and wonder. And I totally get off on that. I love that.
But does your husband get off on all of the Instagram attention that you get as well as the
yeah.
in-person hookups?
Yeah.
Does he watch those videos of those guys? Do you think maybe your husband has a little bit of a, you know, a thing for guys? Does he get into it? Does he have a type that he likes to see you with? Like, how involved in these fantasies is he?
I think it really centers more around me and what I like.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if he knows that I'm into the dude,
yeah.
then he's into it.
He just likes to see you into another guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sure you've heard other guys describe it as you're that person's own personal porn star, right? Like
yeah.
why do you need to watch porn? If you have this person that you're super attracted to and into, if you can see them actually doing this in real life, it's just like the ultimate porn. And so I think that's the way that he sees it. But yeah, him seeing the he doesn't follow me on Instagram because then it would start to suggest my profile to people that he knows.
Spring has sprung and the summer's just around the corner. Now, I don't know if you're like me and you're totally hornier in the warmer weather. Well, if you are, then you need to download the Dipsy app. Dipsy is an app full of short, sexy audio stories. No matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy has something for you. They bring hot scenarios to life with killer soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about all kinds of super hot and super heavy hookups. They literally have hundreds of stories to choose from, and they release content every week. So in between listening to your fave stories again and again, you could always find something new to explore. They also have sleep stories and wellness sessions and sexy written stories as well. And they also have what I love most about Dipsy, their jump to the action button. So if you're super horny and you want to get right to it, you just press a button and it takes you right to where the action starts. So what are you waiting for? Go get Dipsy now. And for listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. Or just go to the description, click on the link, and get 30 days of free access. Yeah.
And we're not there yet. Nobody in our real life really knows what we're doing. So he doesn't follow me on Instagram, but I know that he looks at it probably multiple times a day just to see what's up because he loves it. But he will read the comments. I will talk to him about the guys that I'm DMing with. He knows about it and he loves it. It's part of the whole, I think it's called like the royalty perk.
Mm-hmm.
Of knowing that someone is wanted, your person is wanted by others, but they're yours. I think that that's a big part of it for him. Yeah.
And now, has your guy's sex life improved since you've been doing this? Like
yeah.
after you have sex with a guy and go home and tell him, is that a really hot night with him?
Yes. Yeah. I think our sex life has improved immensely because it makes me feel more sexual to know that I can do what I want with whomever I want, when I want. It definitely breaks up the monotony of boring suburbia mom with kids for sure. And some of the hottest sex that we've had has been after I've been with someone else.
Now, can you tell me like a couple specific scenarios, like your hottest one? You said you have some funny ones. Get in some detailed stories.
So, okay. Yeah. So The first guy that I ever met off of Tinder, he came over to my apartment and we hung out. We had a couple cocktails. We hung out probably for 4 or 5 hours just chatting, getting to know each other. And then at one point, we were hanging out on the balcony. At one point, we went back inside and we kind of started to make out and hook up on the couch. And it was a go. We were clothes off, getting ready to fuck. And he couldn't stay hard. And I obviously, that's never happened to me before. And I kind of really started to get in my head about it. And I got weird about it. He's like, no. I think I'm just freaked out because I really do like you and I'm super into you, but it's messing with my head that you're married and I'm not sure I really understand this whole situation. So we kind of let it go, put our clothes back on, kept hanging out for a while. And then later on in the night, we circle back around to hookup time and we are right in the middle of everything. We're both naked in bed. And I don't even think that he had gotten inside of me yet. And he came on my stomach instantly. And I just thought to myself, you've got to be fucking kidding me. 8 hours later, I'm totally ready to go. And this dude just came on my stomach. And this is the most disappointing thing that's ever happened. And so he kind of like brushed it off. And he's like, no, just wait a few minutes. Like, we'll go again. And we kind of hung out there for a few minutes chatting and whatnot. And we get going again and same thing happens again. He literally came on my stomach twice. I never got a thing out of it. I never got off. And then I was like, okay, I think we're good. And it quickly ended after that. So that was probably the most disappointing moment, mm-hmm. but I quickly learned I got better at pre-screening people. And then also how long to let things go on a date. And I think in my head, I'm always like, oh, you should just meet people and then set up the hookup later. But if I'm really honest about it, I love meeting someone. And if the vibe's there, let's go do this. One of the hottest times I ever had was a hookup a while after that. I met this guy for coffee at 10 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. And by noon, I was at his house, fucking him in his bedroom and having super hot sex. And then by 1 o'clock, I was back at my house, fucking my husband, and that was also super hot sex on a Sunday afternoon. So I obviously got a lot better at my screening process.
And now, was that guy married? What was his deal, that you were at his house, or was he single and so it was okay to go there, or was he like...
Yes, he was single. Mm-hmm. He was single.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's harder to find the married guy, because again, I'm not trying to hook up with any married guy that just wants to cheat on his wife. So I get a little bit more discerning about the married men than I do the single men.
In person, especially in person.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I have also, I hooked up with a celebrity that I met on Instagram. There's a certain celebrity that my husband and I are both like have loved forever. And he posted on Instagram that he was in our city one day and my husband and I were just chatting about it. And it actually was my husband's birthday the next day. And he's all, you should DM him. And I was like, oh my God, that's so lame. Who does that? I'm sure he gets a million DMs. He's not going to care. And so my husband encouraged me to do it. And so I did. I DM'd him that afternoon and I said, hey, I noticed you're in my city. I'd love to show you a really great place to eat. If you want to get together, let me know. I'm sure you get a million of these, but I just want to say hey and tell you how much I think you're great. And he actually ended up DMing me back like 20 minutes later. We chatted for a while that afternoon and we made plans for later that night. I went to his hotel room and we hung out and we hooked up. So it was like one of those moments where I was like, oh my God, is this really happening? And it happened, because sometimes all you just have to do is put it out there and see where it goes.
Well, how good was it? Was he great? Was he well hung? Who the fuck is he? Come on, give me some more details, okay?
You want me to? I don't think I should say his name.
Well, tell me the name and I'll bleep it out.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Oh. Yeah. So interesting. Okay, I will. Okay, but let's do one of those things like it's a blind item. Like, we'll give them 3 hints of who this person is. I know who it is. He's hot.
Sure.
And
he's very hot.
Yeah, I'll give my hints and then you give your hints, but we're never going to out him. I will 100% take the name out that you just told me.
Okay.
But he's hot. He's somebody that, listen, it's not a stretch that out of any celebrity that he would say, okay, that's a hint, right?
Sure.
That's a good hint.
I think so, yeah. He has a reputation, for
yes,
sure.
Perfect word for it. Okay, so he has a reputation, so DMing him with a profile that says, I'm down to fuck, right? Your profile isn't of a suburban housewife, it's of a hot wife. So he knows this girl is down, he's in your city, he has a reputation. Let's give two more hints of who he is. I think he's hot, definitely, for sure. Was he good in bed, by the way? Now I want to know.
Yeah, so the funny thing about it, Kathy, is he is 180 degrees opposite of his public persona.
Really?
When we were together, mm-hmm. he was super laid back, super respectful. And I think that's probably a big part of that. I definitely initiated it.
Mm-hmm.
I initiated it. I drove the whole thing. He was just kind of like, sit back and, well, if you want to, we can.
Yeah.
But I'm sure a lot of that is we're in an era where, you know, celebrities are probably on high alert that, you know, someone could easily blow this up and ruin your life over it. Right. So I'm sure that he's not stupid. He was probably being overly cautious because he's not stupid.
Yeah, but I'm going to give my second clue to who this is without giving it away. He has had controversy in the past. He's lucky that his controversy wasn't during this time, right? He had a controversy that if it happened now, he would have been fucking canceled. Okay, it happened years ago, but it was very controversial. That's a second hint. That could be a lot of people, so we're not outing anyone. But
I think part of his controversy, though, was the person involved in it. Don't you think it's a different thing, though, when it would be some random girl that says, oh, I just met him and then he forced me to do whatever? Or I don't think that there was anything involved in his life where he was accused of forcing himself on anyone, right?
Right. It was just a matter of leading a very double life. We don't want to give too much away because we don't really want to give him away. Let's think of a really good third hint that doesn't give it away, but gives people enough to sit around and ponder and think they know who it is. So we said, one, he had controversy in the past. Two, he's a playa, like, right? He's not someone he's someone that you think maybe I have a chance with him if I DM him. And not because he's ugly. He's good looking. He's a good looking guy. And he's super successful. And he's a celebrity.
Yeah.
He had controversy. Yes. One more hint.
I think definitely the whole tattooed bad boy look also leads you to believe that he would be DTF.
So yeah, that'll be our last hint. He's not an actor, but he's a celebrity. He's famous.
Yes.
That's good.
Not an actor.
But famous. Mm-hmm. Okay, so those are your three things. So that's like really interesting. Listen, that's the time that we live in that on Instagram, you are right to say like, hey, let's just try. These things happen. Yeah. There isn't that disconnect. You're dealing with that person most likely. They're on social media too. You send a DM. He saw you and was like, hey, he read it. You're there. He's there. He fucked you. Now, did you tell him the whole story? Like, I got this husband and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I got into it. He didn't seem to care one way or the other. I explained to him all the things, but he just kind of said, oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he didn't believe me. He may have thought I was bullshitting him, honestly. That could have been possible. But he was in town. He flew out the next day. We text messaged each other the next day and just said, hey, thanks. Had a great night. It was great to meet you. But I don't know. I haven't talked to him since.
How long ago was that?
It was just one of those things. And it was funny because by the time I left his hotel room, it was the next morning, right? It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And that actually happened to be my husband's birthday.
Uh-huh.
So I went home after that and we had amazing sex.
Wow.
That was my husband's ultimate birthday present. He was like, oh my God, I can't believe that was so amazing. That was the greatest birthday present.
Yeah, because a lot of times I'm talking to your husband, the mm-hmm. guy that wants his girl to go out and do this. So here's your husband or a guy like your husband, and his thing, what he likes about it, isn't the humiliation aspect, which some cucks like, but it's the fact that he wants his girl to know that his girl is being wanted by another man and being desired, right? And that's his girl, right? And here it is. his girl with his ultimate celebrity. So I think that's really,
I would say,
like,
my husband has more of a crush on this guy than I do.
That's like top
and
of the mountain.
That guy has been in the social, in the media world for what, 20 plus years, right?
Yeah.
So I would say my husband loves him even more than I do.
Yeah. So that must have been, that was like the nicest birthday present you and that guy could have gave your husband.
Absolutely. Listen, absolutely. That's going to be a hard one to top.
Yeah, right? For sure. But you never
know. I think the only thing that could have made it better is if I had gotten pictures with that guy. But again, I didn't want to be that weirdo because I think he was already kind of, I think he was a little bit on alert. I didn't want to be that weirdo that said, hey, can I take a picture of you while I'm on top of you? Can I take a picture of us? I didn't want to push it and be that weird.
No, I think you played it the right way. I think you played it the right way, and you should respect his privacy because that there's always, listen, I would tell any person, if you're doing stuff that you might not want anyone to know, don't take pictures, because nowadays you could get caught even, or if you take pictures, don't show your face. But that guy, because he's in the public eye, he's got to be super careful. I think it's very respectful of you not to cross that line and be like a fan. And I hope you didn't ask for his autograph too, like when it was over.
I did it. No, I didn't. And that was the thing, is I tried to play it cool, but it was kind of one of those moments where I was a little bit tongue-tied, for lack of a better word, for a while. And until we started talking, and then he was so laid back and cool that it was just, it was like shooting the shit with an old friend.
Wow.
He's a very cool guy.
So was it an all-night thing, or was it like a two-hour thing? Was that the last specific
I think we were probably together for a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was he well hung?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he is.
Good to know.
He is. He did not disappoint.
Okay. So let's.
And that's the other thing is I'm kind of a size queen. Mm-hmm. So I'm not that girl that says size doesn't matter. I'm not her. I definitely prefer a larger, more endowed man. He was.
Okay, good. So I got all the scoopage I need. Not everyone else could guess who he is. And if people listening, put your guesses in the comments below. I'm never going to give it up. I completely respect your privacy as well as this person's privacy, and we'll take out the name. But people, comment and tell me who you think. So wait, so tell me some more stories. Are you working towards, and are you into having an experience where you do fuck a guy in front of your husband?
Yes. So I think that our ultimate experience that we're working towards is probably more of a gangbang scenario.
Okay. Let's talk about that.
At least my husband and one other guy, but I would prefer to have several other guys. But it's got to be the right guys and the right situation and everything. And I think that we have to get to the point where my husband is there with me and another guy first, because we still haven't even done that yet. So we're still working up towards that. Baby steps.
But you have a fantasy that you want to live out in reality, and that is the gangbang fantasy for you.
Yes.
And so what does that ultimately look like? How many guys?
Well, one for each hole. So I think that realistically, I think that three guys I think would probably be the most reasonable number. I think anything over that and it just gets kind of silly.
So you're looking for three guys. So you're three input girl, I'm assuming then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's my plan. I would love to have, one guy in each hole would be the ultimate. I think the ultimate as far as just sensations, right? Because I do like that feeling of fullness and being stretched and everything. So I think that having three guys all at once would be like the ultimate input sensation.
So like double penetration, you blowing a guy at the same time, like all of that happening at one time. Have you ever had a threesome? Have you ever done anything like that? Or have you ever been with a girl, like even when you were younger? You said you did some stuff when you were younger.
Yes, I have. I have hooked up with actually two friends. So a female friend and a male friend. We have all hooked up. Probably we did it a couple of times pretty drunkenly. So admittedly, I can't remember a whole lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. And I just kind of find the two girls and a guy threesome to be, it's the guy's fantasy for a lot of guys. But realistically, women have such better stamina than men and kind of require so much more input than a man that I think it's kind of a lopsided deal. Unless the two girls are really into each other also, there's only one dick to go around and it just gets a little crowded. So I think that the male-female-male is a much hotter threesome.
Because you, like you said, you're really into dick. It's a your quote.
I really, yeah, I do. I kind of, yeah. I think, I don't know, maybe, I don't know if most girls are like that, but I love watching men come, and I love come in general, and it's kind of a thing for me.
Yeah, that's interesting, yeah. Because I think men are very visual, and that's a very yes. visual thing. And I mm-hmm. think you don't get as many women that would say something like that or be turned on by that because maybe we're not as visual. I don't know. Because I'm very visual, so I get it. But mm-hmm. and it's not to say that women aren't. But it's a very specific thing that you like that I don't think a yeah. lot of women would that are into it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think so. I think it's probably not as common for sure. But I think that I have a lot of more... not typically female traits. Like, I just think that my personality in general, I have more of a strong personality. I'm assertive. I am a strong leader. I have more masculine traits.
Yeah, you're more so alpha. You're more bedroom, alpha.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But in the bedroom, I'm definitely a switch because I can take that in the bedroom and I can make a really good sub out of a man. But I also really like a man that can top my dominant energy. So mm-hmm. he's got to be pretty dominant. He's got to be very secure, very assertive. He's really got to know what he's doing. Otherwise, I've had men I've put out there before looking for an alpha play partner. And let's be real, most guys want to call themselves an alpha. But that's their ego speaking because not a lot of guys are. A lot of guys don't really understand what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're pretending, I can smell the bullshit from a mile away. If you're pretending to be an alpha and you're not, it doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me at all. It's just kind of like, it's actually a really big turn off. But if you're secure in who you are and you admit, hey, I want to be your sub and I want you to dominate me, then that can be really hot. But most guys just aren't that secure and just don't know themselves well enough to say, hey, I'm not an alpha. But the ones that are, the true ones that are, they're really fucking hot.
Now, right, I get that. I think that some people switch too. I think a lot of guys who are real alphas in their regular life, sometimes they like to be more submissive in the bedroom. You're really just dealing with these people in the bedroom. Are you typically look for like younger guys, older guys? Because sometimes mm-hmm. I think maybe older. Younger guys wouldn't know so much who they are, but maybe yeah. an older guy would. Are you like older?
Oh, I definitely prefer men older. I would say my sweet spot is like 45 to 50. I'm 37.
Uh-huh.
So 45 to 50 is kind of my sweet spot. But when I'm looking for play partners, mm-hmm. I would say that the age range that I put out there is 40 to 55.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of anywhere in between there is usually where I'm most comfortable. I don't think I've ever been with anyone younger than myself. Even when I was very young, like in my teens, except for my husband. My husband's the only man who's my own age that I've ever been with. Everyone else that I've ever been with has been either slightly, but usually significantly older than I am.
Yeah, I think when we're younger as women, we always date older. I didn't start dating younger until like I was way older. That starts. But I do prefer, as an older woman, older guys. I like older guys, too. I think that there's something attractive about a man who's more mature than less mature, though young guys yeah. are really hot to look at. So you typically see guys between 40 and 55. Now, do you want to give a shout out to my listeners? There's going to be a lot of guys listening. Okay, Janae, there's going to be a lot of guys wanting to contact you. There's going to be a lot of guys finding you on Instagram. There's going to be a lot of guys that are going to try and remember what you said that they're supposed to do when they DM you so that they get a DM back. So to give me what you're looking for, give your shout out and give your information.
So you know what? Honestly, when I say what I'm looking for, it really comes down to connection.
Yeah,
you know,
really,
if we
yeah.
can vibe with each other, if we can have a conversation with each other that, again, doesn't involve, hey, hello, how are
you?
If
you
we
a
can
little
get
bit
past
more.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just don't have time to do the surface chit chat. I'm pretty open. I dig facial hair. I dig broad shoulders. Other than that, I'm pretty open to just cool people in general.
Mm-hmm.
So my Instagram is Mrs. Right Now. Mrs. Dot, right, Dot now. And again, Janae, right, is not my real name. It's a play on my real name.
Yeah, but can you please listen? You can't just say, let me just teach you something, okay? You can't say Mrs. Okay. Right now, Dot right now. People are going to spell it wrong. It's spelled very different. It's not right with just R-I-G-H-T. You got to spell,
I'll give it
the thing, but I'm just, say it again the right way. Mrs. Right now, spelled W-R-I-G-H-T. Yeah, the right way.
Okay, so my Instagram handle is Mrs. Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, mm-hmm. now. And then I'm also on Reddit, same Reddit, Mrs. Wright Now. And then I'm actually in the process of setting up an OnlyFans. Took me a while to get to that point, but I went back and forth on it. But Instagram is kind of a buzzkill sometimes. You're really not allowed to say much.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm such a sexual, flirtatious person that I want to be my real self, and I think that OnlyFans is probably the only way I'm going to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm working on right now.
And you got a lot of followers on Instagram, correct? Is that what you said? I think you told me you have 20,000 now already.
I think as of now, I think I have a little over 24,000,
mm-hmm.
which I think is absolutely crazy. I started this last summer, like I said, just kind of as a way to put my alter ego, my sexual side out there, mm-hmm. and interact with people. And it's kind of grown into something that I never expected. I never did it with the intent of anything other than just finding cool people. So.
Right. And now you're going to find a lot more because trust me, my listeners are going to go. They're going to be DMing you. They're going to go to your Instagram. Do you have the OnlyFans set up yet or no?
It is set up. So I believe that my OnlyFans handle is also Mrs. Right Now. I think if you search it by that, you can find it there too.
I'll put it in the description, and when you hook up with any of my listeners, you could give me that.
I'll send you an anonymous pic.
Yes, you're gonna send me exclusive anonymous pics for my Patreon, right?
I am, yeah. I think if you take them off my Instagram and have to cut my face out, it's going to look weird. So
you're going
to
do
I would love to take you a couple of pics just for you.
Yeah, just for my patrons. You'll do that. And then it was funny because when I did my Where Are They Now episode, I had two people on. One was a guy that hooked up with two separate couples that he met from my show. I was like, I'm like a dating website.
Oh, I love it.
And then Molly, the escort, who hooked up, had a guy that used her services from me. I get emails for her all the time to forward to her, but one guy actually met with her, so it was super interesting. So I feel like in my Where Are They Now episode, you're going to be calling in and telling me about all my listeners that you met up with. So guys, any guy that wants to get in touch with you, go to the description. There'll be links. I'll make it easy and give them your Instagram. If you're looking to talk to her, DM, but make sure to say something. Hopefully you have a picture up so she could see you. And she doesn't mind a dick pic, but you know, chat a little bit before you send one on someone right away. Right. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling in. Good luck with your OnlyFans and everything. Make sure to get that up and running link up there and then send it to me and I'll promote your stuff. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing your story. Yeah.
When I send you the link, Kathy, can I send you like a direct.me link?
Yeah, for sure. That's great.
It just has like all of my stuff together.
Yeah, it's like a link tree thing. Yeah, for sure. That's easy. Yeah. So the one link,
I'm an analytics kind of girl. Like I'm a numbers girl.
Yeah, so you want to say.
I love having things where I can monitor what gets clicked and not. So
yeah, for sure.
Kind of stuff.
Okay, so you'll have one link and then it's going to be people could click on it and they could find everything, how to get in touch with you. And if you want to see hot exclusive pics that you can't see on her Instagram or her OnlyFans, go to my Patreon. Okay, thanks so much, Janae, for calling in.
Thank you, Kathy. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to be on the Strictly Anonymous podcast because you have an interesting, naughty story to tell while remaining anonymous, you could be on the show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com. And click on Be on the Show. If you have a naughty confession, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on either Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. And if you want to sign up for my Patreon, You are not only supporting my show, but you're going to get all of these episodes early and ad-free. You're going to get anonymous pics of all of my guests. Most of the girls send me in anonymous hot pics of themselves, and some of the guys are sending me in anonymous pics as well. You also get access to my private Discord, where people are getting super naughty. If you sign up for my Discord, you could post whatever you want and talk to my other listeners. To sign up for my Patreon, just go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The links and everything else I spoke about are all in the description. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous.